Welcome back to The Stall. I'm Jenny Lee, and this is...
Cass.
Beautiful Cass.
You look gorgeous in this outfit. I love it.
Thanks, baby. Well, I'm trying to keep up with you.
You look great.
Thanks. This episode, it's going to be really fabulous for mm-hmm. all of our listeners and the people that are watching, because it's all about learning. Mm-hmm. And she teaches, gives instructions as to how from the age of 3 to 100, we can always learn.
Yeah.
And how you and I are always talking about, and I say to you, and you say the same thing, is I think life is all about learning something new every day. If we're not learning, you know, life would kind of be boring, right? Do you think so? Ooh, come on in.
Let's get down and dirty.
The totally unfiltered, honest.
Up to my brain.
I love your brain.
Stall talk.
Stall talk.
Y'all ready?
You learn something every day.
Right, right. And I know that, well, get this. My mom... Mm-hmm. Raising 5 kids, and that's in the old days when you couldn't go buy diapers. You had to, they were cloth diapers. I mean, so you were working, right? But at night, uh-huh. she would go to school, and she went to night school for 30 years to get her teaching credentials.
And 30 years?
It took her 30 years because she'd get a class here, class there, because she's raising 5 babies.
Wow.
And so also, this is interesting. We were born, I mean, you came out of the womb. Like, you're going to college, and you're paying for it.
You're paying for it?
Yeah. Oh, we didn't have the money.
Wow.
So, no, none of us. Our parents didn't pay for our college education or anything else. So, but we all got our college education. And, I mean, you can learn, though. You don't necessarily need to go to college. Many of the most successful people that I've met, some didn't even graduate high school. Mm-hmm. What do you think about where do you learn? I mean, did you learn in high school? Did you learn in college? Did you learn, you're Gen Z? Did you learn off the internet? I mean, I don't
know. Everywhere. I feel like we learn from all of the influences around us, day to day, in school, not in school, in life, and work. I feel like we learn everywhere. But when it comes to like the college expectations that we were talking about, right. and how you were expected to go to college and pay for it, I feel like it was just always something that was in my plan. Like, I never didn't think that I wasn't going to go to college after high school. Like, just everybody in my family's gone to college, so it wasn't even like a question. Like,
right.
it's just something that you just did in the journey of life. It's like you graduate high school, you go to college.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, in a way, I didn't feel pressure either because it's something that I always wanted. I never like thought of the option of not going. It was just part of life. So
right.
I actually was super excited and wanted to go to college. So I was super excited about it.
Oh, and so was I. But you know what's also interesting is they say out in society today mm-hmm. that a lot of people are also choosing not to go to college and they're going to trade schools.
Okay.
And because some of those trade school jobs are, you know, you can make a lot of money doing that. But I think what's really important that we're going to learn more about that today, I know, because I got the opportunity to talk to her earlier, but it's about the instruction manual as to how you can become a better learner.
Mm.
And it will be perhaps more pleasurable instead of being so hard, that I know that there's lots of people out there that hate school, you know?
Yeah.
And so, that's
I think it's interesting how you're talking about how a lot of people are like doing trade schools and other options because so many of us that have graduated from college are still looking for jobs. It's like
exactly.
we're like thousands of dollars in debt and like still don't have a job. And they're
right?
like, so when are you going to pay your student loans? And it's like, well, it's been a few years. You haven't even gotten a job yet. So it's like, I think it's very interesting that dynamic.
And again, I love, love, love education.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that all the time, but I'm also going to share that I graduated from USC, Trojan, mm-hmm. very proud of that, but not once in my lifetime mm-hmm. has somebody ever asked to see my diploma.
Mm.
I have never used
yeah.
my diploma for a job.
Interesting.
And I look at it, I sometimes look and go, oh, there's that diploma. But I think my diploma, I did know this, that in school, and I'm fortunate enough, I'm a really easy learner, so I did get really good grades and all that, but the best intelligentsia that I've acquired in my life has not been in a book.
Where
learning
has it
been? It from a book. Just like what you said, it's from the experience.
I agree.
Being out there, and I mean, I know a lot about donkey raising, you know, and I didn't learn. I learned some in a book, but it's just working hard, having your dreams, working hard at getting there, at accomplishing those dreams, but you don't know the road to get there necessarily. It might not necessarily be out of a book. Who knows?
Yeah.
It could be in the flowers of life, right? But we're going to learn more about that today. And we're so excited with our guest coming up because she's going to help us with the tools to use. So stay tuned.
And we have here Lonnie Lebanoff. She is the CEO of CogniTutor. Lonnie, welcome to Stall Talk.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
You're looking beautiful in blue.
We match, so.
Of course, because duh. Love it. Okay, so I am dying to hear more about who you are, what you're building.
Yes.
What was the aha moment to you creating a business so young? And if you could share any hurdles that came along with that journey, we're all open ears for you.
That's such a good question because back then when I was like 22, I had no idea where I would be now, revolutionizing education, helping save our children, and actually helping them learn the things they need for adulthood. Like, how hard was it for you to figure out, okay, like, what do I need in life, right? And so imagine that for our kids, especially foster youth and special needs. So that's who we work with. So when did we start? I had just graduated college. I had been doing 3 years of neuroscience research. And I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like, how we all are, you know? And so Sarah comes to me, just a random student. And she's like, she's failed our state test for 7 straight years. And by that point, she's like, I feel stupid. Why am I doing that? Why even try? And so I'm like, no, Sarah, you absolutely can do it. And so I met her 6 times. And then she got a perfect score on that test. But like, we had never looked at that test before. Literally, I was helping her, what will help you in life? And she took those skills and she applied it herself. So things like confidence, reading comprehension, time management, those are the things that are gonna make a big difference, not only on this test, but in the rest of her life, in college, starting a business, going to the moon. And so her school calls me and they're just like, how did this happen? Please teach on our campus. And I'm like, did a school just ask me? And so I made a company on the side and I said, hire my company. Somebody needs to do something about this. We can't just put a Band-Aid on a big problem.
That's incredible. And I so deeply feel this. Obviously, when we go to college or school, like, we are learning valuable things, but it is so crazy to me that we are actually not teaching schools and children and kids and even college kids, like, the actual life skills that we need in order to navigate the real world and thrive.
Yeah.
So the fact that you were able to, like, organically find that problem and kind of like take it upon yourself to fill in the gaps, that is absolutely incredible. How old were you when all of this, I'm just curious, when this all started?
Yeah, I think I was 22. And that's when growing up, you think, okay, adults know what they're doing, right? And I think eventually you start to realize nobody really knows what they're doing. And so when I realized that, that's such a big problem. I was like, somebody has to figure this out. I didn't know anybody in business. I didn't have any money. Like, it was just something needs to be done about this. And I just randomly started a business. I never thought about it before. And that's like an amazing message to anybody where it's like, you can do it as long as you believe in it, you care about it, you can do anything you set your mind to. And so the problem we're solving is how do you learn? And then how do you be prepared to be successful as an adult? And so we work in our schools, in our education. We're in 21 states. And so we're all over helping our youth, and especially those who don't have parents, those who have special needs, because they're almost told by society that, you know, you started this way and you're not going to make it. And the statistic is for foster youth, by 18, they end up in jail or killed. Yeah. And that means the problem is not being solved. We're not just trying to get them to 18. We're trying to help them.
Absolutely.
And if you do this, you save the next generation, which will take care of our generations. And so it's a much bigger problem than people think it is.
Thank you for doing the work. I mean, like, someone has to do it. So the fact that you're rising to the occasion and obviously creating tons of change is so inspiring. So congrats. I am super curious, because I think this is super just relatable to all of the girls and men listening out there. I know that you work with people ages from, was it 3 to 70?
We've worked with everybody.
Okay, yes. Like, that's a pretty big spectrum. Love that. What would you say, like, are the number one things that you see that holds people back when it comes to learning? And, like, how can we best learn from you in this little amount of time about what you're saying?
Such a good question. I see so many things that affect people. Number one is the confidence. And people aren't going to have confidence. Like, when I was like, I don't know anything about business or education, I was not confident, but I knew I could do it. So if you have that confidence and you can build it easily. So if you just think, the first thing we do with our kids is, what is your dream? And for a lot of them, it's like, I've never thought about that. So number one, what do you actually want to do and what do you care about? Number two, know that you can do it. And the way you start doing it is have that goal and then make little mini goals. And as you start achieving them, you're going to start building that confidence that, but I can do it. When I say this thing and then I do it, I can do anything I say. You can create that. And so those are the first two things I would say. Number three, for people, they start getting scared or stuck or overthinking things, and it's just like, take 5 minutes and work. That's it. Just get down and dirty in the work. It's almost like warming up your brain to the work, because I don't want you to sit there and be like, oh, stressed, I need to do this. Just start, and you'll be so surprised where you get. Like, your the momentum is what you need. So those three first things change anybody's life.
It's so funny, like, this is very, oh my gosh, I needed to hear this today. Because even, like, starting a task sometimes, like, when you think about it, it feels like it's this massive monster.
Yeah.
But then if you actually, like, allow yourself the space to just, like, sit and begin, I think it does take, like, 5 minutes to, like, get into that flow. But it's so true, like, confidence is a muscle. And it's literally just having the courage to show up and then doing it, and that's like actually proving yourself that you are capable, is like building that competency, and that really builds confidence. And it's something that you have to just work on and train yourself every day. So it is funny how, like, ages 3 to 70, how it's like the same formula. I get it works for any age,
anybody. It really does. And so it's like, we mainly work with K through 12.
Okay.
But we've worked with 3-year-olds, we've worked with 7-year-olds, you know, we work with older people. It's what's going to help you in life. And these things, like, how do you talk to people? How do you manage your time, your emotions? Those are things even our adults could use. Everybody can, you know. And if you didn't have a mentor or somebody to teach you, then how else are you going to know? And that's why we are building all of these schools, to help all of our kids to really see they can do anything that they want and help get them there.
It's incredible. When it comes to working with women, I know confidence is like a huge hot word, keyword, buzzword that we hear all the time. And, you know, I think it's really easy to sit here and be like, you have a dream, like, go do it. But, like, it's hard work.
Yeah.
And I am curious, like, what is your advice to women out there who have a dream and they are showing up every day, like, they're doing it, but, like, they're not seeing results in maybe the way that they wish they would? Like, what would you say to them, and, like, how would maybe you support them in that moment?
That's also such a great question. I have, like, so many thoughts firing in my head in that situation. Number one, it's like, expect problems are going to come. Yeah. This is to anybody. It's like, it's not going to be easy. The sayings are always, you know, whatever is worth doing is going to be, it's not going to be easy. And so just expect it, prepare for it, and know that you're the one in the arena making it happen. Mm. And so the problems that come up, you just keep growing and overcoming those things. And that creates such a powerful being that you are. And if they're not seeing the results that they're expecting to see, I think another skill that any really successful person has is that they're very persistent and consistent. And so look at it and see, is there real potential in this? And if I continue, will I see? Because there's a certain point where it's like, don't see anything, boom.
Yep.
And it's like,
yeah.
I didn't expect that. Like, you know, so you just have to keep going. You're going to be everyone else in a race if you don't stop. Mm. And so those are the main things that I would say to them.
It is interesting, like when you brought up like this theory, and I always remind myself, like as an entrepreneur, it's like momentum is not linear. And I, one of my mentors told me that like momentum is something you can't see with the physical eye. That like you just said, you put the work in every single day. And then when something magical happens, it's like, whoa, like where did that come from? But it's like, no, babe, like you've been working day in, day out, and you just don't know when it's going to like.
But it's going to happen. Yeah. And you know it's going to happen. You just don't know when. And I'm always surprised when a door opens and it's like, didn't see that. So every single opportunity, take it. No amount of energy is going to be wasted. So put it in and try to see where the right areas would be and then believe in the process.
Curious to your personal journey, how have you been able to like achieve some of your most like wildest dreams? Like, do you find that a lot of the same advice that you give to your students, you utilize and leverage in like your everyday?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's like, I'm not going to just tell them something that I don't believe in. Like, if I'm going to get a message out there, it's going to be what I think is going to help them the most. Because honestly, our next generation, our kids, are our leaders.
Yep.
And I mean, especially foster youth and special needs, those who I work with, they've been through so many hurdles already. They've proven that they're so strong.
Yeah.
It's not like you've been given this, you know, worst case in life. It's really, you've already proved yourself. Now go and get it. Like, the most successful foster youth I know is a billionaire. You know, that's, they can go to the moon. They can do anything. But I want to clarify, we work with everybody. We help everyone. Okay. It's just, I like to bring up the foster youth and special needs so much because they need the support. They truly do.
And also, I think it's like a testament to the fact that if they can achieve success and, you know, go through your program in a beautiful and meaningful way, then like anyone can. And like, I think it really goes to show like resilience and grit. Like, we all have that within us.
Yeah. So our different schools, so 3 different states, 9 schools, 97% success rate. And most of those students are the at-risk youth. And so we partner with Mike Tyson in Arizona for one of those schools. Tony Robbins is looking at it, NFL players. And so the people who know what they're talking about, the biggest names you've heard of, they see this. This is the next big industry that's going to blow up. And it's like, people are seeing it. If we're taking it away from it going down to the state level, that's going to start going into the state scholarships. And people are going to start being able to choose where they actually want their kids to learn. And like, who is our most valuable anything? Like, I don't care about my car or my house the way that I care about my child.
Yep.
Why would you not invest everything you have into what's affecting their life? And that's education and their mentality and their mindset. It's everything.
Yeah. I mean, even now, like in the landscape that we are living in, this is needed so deeply. So
yeah,
like great timing. And it's incredible. And I am curious, you know, looking at some of the women who might be a little bit older in the spectrum of people that you do work with. I hear this a lot. Like even my mom, who we do some work together, but she shares with me that she's like, I just feel like I'm getting to a place where I'm aging and like, I don't know if I'm like capable of achieving this anymore. And it's like, what would you say to those women listening who might be older and maybe not have the same privilege as someone who is a young student in high school or elementary school? Like, how are you helping women who might be a little bit older still believe in the fact that they are capable to like achieving their dreams?
First off, I would say anyone can achieve anything they think they can. And so it's, if you're telling your mind you can't do it, it's like, why would you tell yourself that? You absolutely can do anything. Anything. And a second thing is when people talk about how we're growing as a society, the older and older you're able to get, people are saying you're going to be able to live forever. You know, so, oh, you're like 30 years older than someone. What difference is that? That just means you have more experience. You've talked to the people. You've been through a couple of things. You know your way around. And our generations have different skill sets too. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like for our older generations, they have a position and some skills that our younger generations don't. And it's like, okay, our younger generations can use technology more, you know, or whatever. Our older generations can focus better. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're patient. Yep. They know what hard work is. And so it's just understanding you have different skill sets and different strengths and believing you can do anything, truly.
Love it. I'm curious because I know we were just talking off camera and I know that you're constantly traveling everywhere, obviously.
Everywhere.
Which I love, like love travel. How do you maintain your like network and connections to 21 states? Because I think a lot of us listening, it's like, how do you continue to stay confident and put yourself out there and grow a network? Like, what would be some of your main tips in regards to networking and building a community?
I love that you're asking this because I'm newer to networking. When I started going, I'm like, what am I doing? You know, but it's putting yourself out there. You're going to learn it, right? You're going to suck at the beginning and just accept it. And you're going to get so much better. Mm. So number one, that. Number two, be authentic. Yeah. I've seen this so much. People are just like, they're a fake or a, you know, it's like, you're not going to be able to build relationships by not being yourself. Like, just talk to them. They're a normal person, yeah. Right? It's like I think 2 weeks ago, I randomly saw Shaq at a fight, right? And it's like, you walk up, you talk to him.
Yep.
He's a normal person. And so if you have that confidence in yourself and recognize you're only, like, we're only people.
Yep.
Just talk to them like a normal person, have a real relationship, actually care about what they're saying, listen and remember, and see how can you give value to them? Mm. What are they looking for and how can I help them? And that's honestly the first and foremost thing. Like, I'm not coming out here trying to find people for specific things. It's just, I want to meet people. I want to get to know them. I want to contribute. Mm. And through meeting other passionate people, like, you can do so much. The only reason we've been able to do anything is because of our incredible team that we have.
So when you meet someone like Shaq or someone else, like, how do you maintain that relationship after going up to them?
Good question. It depends on, like, who it is.
Yeah.
But you have to recognize from their viewpoint, depending on, you know, how high profile are they? Like, you need to understand, okay, what are their needs? What are they looking for? If they're higher priority, you need to, or profile, you need to get to the point a little bit faster with them. But still show that you actually care.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you're building just normal relationships with others, then it's really the care. It's asking, it's remembering things, their kids, what's happening in their business. Oh, they had this new thing happen. How did it go? Congratulate them and be genuine about actually caring about them. So it's just little touches.
I love that. I remember my dad, like when I was graduating college, I like wanted to reach out to like the VP of marketing at Sonos for a potential job. And my dad's like, just LinkedIn message him. I'm like, Dad, you're crazy. Like, no. And he goes, he's just a human being. And yes. I'm like, you're right. And I did it. And he's still one of like, he's a mentor in my life to this day.
That's incredible.
So it just goes to show,
yeah.
Human to human, like
yeah.
Cut the position, the job title. We're just here to connect and love, love, love everything that you brought today. You're incredible, Lonnie, and truly your work that you are building, creating for this world. We need it. So thank you. And yeah. thank you for being in the stall
with
us.
Thank you for having me. I want to just touch on the last tip that you mentioned. What you said is if there's something that you want, ask for it.
Yeah.
That one had to be said, and you said, and I'm like, I need to clarify that for people to hear because people are scared to ask. And it's like, if you don't ask, you're just not going to get it. And
you'll
what's going
to
happen?
And the ones that get to the top ask.
Yeah. They just go for it. That's it. Don't think about it. Just go.
Just do it.
Do it. So I love it. And then I would love to be able to ask too.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, because this is such an important mission
yeah.
that if anyone knows any philanthropists, people who are passionate about kids and our education and want to revolutionize what's happening in the world, we're trying to save the kids. Please reach out. Our website is www.cognitutor.com.
Incredible. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I loved her.
Isn't she awesome?
Yeah. I mean, what a wealth of information.
She's so tiny and so powerful.
But it can apply. I was just amazed that her techniques can apply from the age of 3 to 110, right?
It's crazy. It's mm-hmm. almost like we all can go back to the basics at any point, which is super cool because when we think about like achieving a huge dream, it can seem so scary and big, but like right. taking it in like bite-sized chunks makes it so much more like approachable.
Hmm. Right. And I love that some of the things that I really took away is she said, it's really important that you dream it.
Yeah.
So you see it. You dream it. You believe in yourself, right? It's about that. It's about thinking I can yeah. do this. And then, yeah, that's the way that you'll go and you can achieve it. But you have to you dream it. And another thing is she said, don't give up.
Yeah.
Be persistent, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting, like, even looking at, like, the entertainment industry and all of us here, like, yes, this looks so glamorous, but as we all know, it takes grit and persistence, and we see the people who make it, whether it's in tech or in entertainment, any industry, and, like, for the people who have made it, like, it's about persistence and work ethic. Like, that is, I think, the common denominator, is just showing up every day.
Right. What'd you think, Cass? What's your take?
I'm honestly in my head a little bit right now to just voice it out loud because we're talking about like dreams and working towards your dreams. And I'm kind of in a place where I'm just sitting here thinking like, what is my dream? Like,
yeah.
what is my like purpose? Like, I feel like I still don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still taking life like day by day. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe most people have like this goal, this dream that they're living their life towards. And I'm just like, oh. I don't know. I'm just living my life and living in the moment and enjoying every opportunity that comes my way. So I don't really feel this like dream pressure. I'm not putting that on myself.
Because we're living the dream here on Stall Talk.
Yeah, I think like when we say dream, it's like Cass, like when I see you shining, like you're incredible on camera and speaking.
Thanks.
And I feel like I think when I say dream, it's more of like we have a vision for ourselves and like what we really want,
yes.
whether it's a relationship or a jacket that you really want at Nordy's. Like, and I think your perspective is super healthy, right? It's like I'm going to be in the present with whatever what shows up each day. Like I'm going to be here and I'm going to show up. And I mm-hmm. think dream, I think we do put a lot of like connotation around it, but mm-hmm. I think it is really up to like what dream means to you and like defining what that means for you. And I think that it can change on a daily
like,
basis.
I have no clue. I'm still figuring life out.
As we all are.
Of course. Yeah.
I have no idea. See, what
and I lean into dream because I don't like goal setting because goal setting is scary and seems like, well, because a lot of shit can happen up into that would, you know, put you, derange you from getting to that goal. Because goal, to me, is always like a specific time mm-hmm. period.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think if you think positive and you work really hard every day consistently, that you will be successful. This is really weird. One of my personal things is if I am going to take out the trash, mm-hmm. which I take out my own trash. When I take out the trash, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it well. I mean, when I line up the trash cans because my guy's coming to pick them up, and I know those guys and I appreciate it so much, I'm making sure that they're lined up correctly. And this is so weird. I'll even go outside of my block. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's trash cans are screwed up because the engine can't come and get them, I put them in order. And I think that that's what
you're such a nice neighbor.
No, but Lonnie talks a lot about that. She says, keep it in order. Mm. You know, think positively. Have your dreams, your goals, or whatever, but keep yourself in order and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
But then she also said, I love this one, is if you're doing all that, you'll be ready when the opportunity, that luck, does come in front of you, because you're ready, you're prepared for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's, for me, it's been really more about, like, I don't really like the word goals either. It kind of gives me anxiety. Yeah. I think it's more about really knowing yourself every day and having a check-in of, like, okay, am I living, like, in my truth? Do I know my values? Am I showing up that way? Am I living in alignment with who I know I am and who I say I am? And I think if you continue to show up in that way every single day, then you're living a life of purpose. And I think it's just continuing to show up in those pillars every day. And we can't control anything that happens around us, but we can control how we show up, how we respond, and how we pivot, regardless of what shows up.
I find this conversation so interesting, because when you guys talk about goals and how you like don't like the word goals, to me, in like my mind, I actually prefer the word goals than to dreams.
Wow,
neat. That's just like a complete, that's opposite, because to me, goals sounds like something that like I can control, and dreams sounds like something that like I can't control and is not up to me.
That's fascinating.
So I kind of like, my brain sees it the opposite as you guys, which is so interesting.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what also, when Sky was even talking, I thought, because also each one of us is so different and individual. And I'm also a firm believer that you have a beautiful blue suit on today. But how I think is God created every single one of us unique. So the blue that I'm seeing in my eyes on you right now, I believe her blue is going to be different.
Yep.
And so from that perspective, and that's why I love this show, because I'll say things and Cass will go, nope. You know, I'm seeing a whole 360 difference.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, wow. And her point is just as good as my point.
Absolutely.
It's just totally different.
Different ways.
Yeah. But I think the center of it, just like Lonnie was talking about, though, is believe in yourself. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do something, you aren't enough. I mean, those instructions are so very important. And I know that with her work, especially with special needs and foster kids that are feeling, or are all of us, when we're feeling not sure of ourselves, in flux, teetering and all that. So she has a wonderful program that it really gets you in line and sets you up. So.
And I think what you were saying about like perspective and us seeing different words or experiences or colors in different ways, the same, like that's the reason why she created her organization, because she understands that this is the way that we're wired as human beings. So that's why she goes in to support children and kids with different learning styles. Because for me, like, I'm not the greatest test taker. Like, I'm great if I give myself hours and hours and hours to study, but I'm more of like a communicator. Like, you put me in front of a classroom, I will sell the shit out of any presentation. But like, that's because that's the way that, those are my talents. I'm not a sit down mathematical. That's not the way that I best learn. So it's like, it's so true that like our education system, in my opinion, is fucked, because it's one size fits all. And she sees that, because we're all such different human beings that of course we're not going to learn in the same way.
I was going to say, it's so interesting because we learn completely different ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's what it's all about, is just learning, right? So yeah. what a great show. I loved it. Everybody listen and check her out. And I mean, a wealth of information there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trending up, trending down.
What?
All right, guys, it's that time, trending up and trending down with Stall Talk. This week, we have a new spin-off series coming back. We've got Clueless. I'm so excited about it. Ugh, as if. I cannot wait. Let's talk about it in the comments.
So that's it for this episode of Stall Talk. Thanks for watching and listening.
Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social media platforms.